boy meets girl.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand, Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 46 days from Election Day and absentee ballots go out in North Carolina, and Republican Mark Robinson is the nominee for governor on those ballots. It's even after CNN reported he made inflammatory comments about slavery and other controversial topics on the message board of a pornography website years ago. He denies the claim, and ABC has not independently confirmed the report, but ABC's Rachel Scott says this could impact the presidential race.
The Trump campaign, in a statement, calls North Carolina vital to their chances of winning the White House in November. That statement does notably not mention Mark Robinson by name, and there is no word whether Robinson will appear with the former president at that rally in North Carolina this weekend.
Vice President Kamala Harris travels to Georgia today to discuss laws that restrict abortion. GM's recalling more than 449,000 SUVs and pickups because of an issue that can prevent the low brake fluid light from turning on. This is ABC News. A days-long fire has finally burned itself out southeast of Houston. A car crash set off a massive explosion in the flames at a natural gas pipeline on Monday, and authorities now made a grisly discovery.
Once the flames were out, officials were able to get close enough to the SUV that struck the valve to find human remains inside. As for the residents,
it scared a lot of people here. A lot of people want to move now. They don't want to be here.
Robert Blair has finally gotten back into his home, and while he never thought much about the natural gas valve near his home,
that's going to be there forever. I mean, deal with it or you leave.
Police still have not determined why that SUV went through a fence and crashed into the valve. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
If you need a job for the holidays, Macy's says it'll be hiring more than 31,500 seasonal workers for full and part-time positions, but it's fewer than last year and the year prior, the lower projections because of a softer labor market and tighter consumer spending. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Experience all things electric during the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls North Hall. There'll be an EV showcase, test drive of electric vehicles, an EV roundtable discussion, electric tools demonstration, kids games, and more. Food and refreshments will be available. It's the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls with Pierce Pepin Co-op Services.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and 79. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny, 83 for Saturday. Slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Chance of showers and storms Saturday night, a low around 53. For Sunday, slight chance of a shower with a high near 66. For Monday, partly sunny, 65. For Tuesday, mostly sunny with highs near 70. Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. Governor Tony Evers thinks the UW system's new viewpoint neutral policy is confusing. When asked about the policy requiring leaders to maintain viewpoint neutrality whenever referencing any political or social controversy, Evers said the policy would have a chilling effect on him if he were on the UW faculty. The mother of a man killed at Green Bay Correctional Institute is asking for answers in her son's death. A letter Phyllis Laureano received from her son Micah a week before he died highlights the safety concerns he had inside the prison. Laureano's cellmate Jackson Vogel is charged with first-degree intentional homicide. And while the 1.3 million-member International Brotherhood of Teamsters declined to endorse either Vice President Kamala Harris or former President Donald Trump, Teamsters Joint Council 39 in Wisconsin is backing Harris. The council's president says the endorsement has a lot to do with the union's experience in Wisconsin.
Donald Trump's back, and he's out for control.
I would have every right to go after them.
Complete control.
I will wield that power very aggressively.
And he has a plan to get it.
Detailed plans for exactly what our movement will do.
It's called Project 2025, a 922-page blueprint to make Donald Trump the most powerful president ever. Overhauling the Department of Justice, giving Trump the unchecked power to seek vengeance. Eliminating the Department of Education and defunding K-12 schools, requiring the government to monitor women's pregnancies, and Trump has also proposed severe cuts to Medicare and Social Security. Those are Donald Trump's plans.
Well, revenge does take time, I will say that. And sometimes revenge can be justified.
He'll take control, we'll pay the price.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message. Paid for by Harris for President.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center downtown Durand, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access Durand. And Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. The Durand, Arkansas School District is projecting a balanced budget for the school year. District Superintendent Ryan Nelson says even with the loss of federal COVID money, the district will still have a balanced budget.
One of the things that went away this year are a lot of those federal ESSER monies. So a lot of schools, ourselves included, invested a lot in staffing in relation to that. And kudos to the business department. We are able to maintain all of that staffing, and with some of the increased aid in the equalization aid formula this year, it will allow us to do that. But we are projecting a balanced budget for the upcoming school year.
The final budget numbers will be released in October after the state aid is officially announced. People in Eau Claire are past services than some other communities, but changing that may not be easy or cheap. The Wisconsin Policy Forum delivered its report to the city yesterday. It says Eau Claire is the only city of its size that uses a free market method for picking up trash and recycling. That means trash bills are about 30% higher than in other Wisconsin cities. But the report warns that switching to city-owned trash collection would mean a huge number of upfront costs, and picking just one trash hauler could put private handlers out of business. City leaders say they're going to study the report before making any decisions. A Winona company is out tens of thousands of dollars following a phishing scam. Authorities say administrators at Barron's Manufacturing sent roughly $53,000 to a bank account set up by a fraudster that they thought was legitimate. The issue started when criminals sent an email to the business that claimed one of the regular vendors needed to update the account information. The money was transferred in a single payment before managers became suspicious and recognized the scam. Wisconsin's election managers want the state Supreme Court to decide if Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will stay on the November ballot. The State Election Commission yesterday asked for the ruling from the High Court. Kennedy wants to get off the November ballot because he ended his campaign. He's trying on a technical challenge. The Elections Commission already said that Kennedy qualified for the ballot and state law doesn't allow him to simply drop off. The case is time-sensitive as local election clerks started mailing absentee ballots yesterday. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Whooping cough cases are significantly increasing in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says 625 cases have been confirmed statewide so far this year, compared to 51 total cases reported last year. Almost half of all the cases in Wisconsin are aged 11 to 18 years old. DHS says it's encouraging people across the state to make sure children are up to date on their pertussis vaccines. Wisconsin's governor continues to say the University of Wisconsin needs more money. Governor Evers said lawmakers cannot continue to nickel and dime the university every year. The UW wants $855 million more in the next state budget. Evers said the increase in this fall's enrollment shows the need, but Republican lawmakers say the small increases in enrollment don't mean the university is automatically entitled to that much more money. Budget Chief State Representative Mark Bourne said the university needs to right-size its operations before lawmakers are ready to talk about almost $1 billion more in state funding. Wisconsin Hunter Education classes are still available now but could fill fast this time of year. The Department of Natural Resources says that the classes are run and scheduled by volunteers who may decide to go hunting themselves as the season kicks off, and won't teach as often. Anyone born in or after 1973 is required to have hunter education certification to buy a hunting license in the state. Classes are offered in person, online, or as a hybrid of both. A former Milwaukee Public Works employee will serve prison time for an embezzlement scheme. 47-year-old Kelly Whitmore Belling was sentenced Tuesday to a year in federal prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. The U.S. Department of Justice said in 2022, Whitmore Belling and a coworker sold old and broken down vehicles and equipment the Milwaukee Department of Public Works no longer needed, pocketing some of the money from the sales. The scheme came to light after the department conducted a thorough equipment audit. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, good morning. I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers dropped the opener of their series with the Arizona Diamondbacks by the final count of 5-1 at AmFam last night. The only run for the crew came on a solo homer by Garrett Mitchell in the seventh as they managed just 2 hits on the night. The win coming a night after the Brewers clinched the NL Central. Could the celebration have led to a sluggish offensive performance? Skipper Pat Murphy.
I think it probably is. You know, I don't know exactly, and I'm not going to
it was a 3-1 game in the eighth inning, you know, but and the, you can say, well, we didn't look very good offensively, but you do got to credit the pitching. He pitched on the edge, and he pitched with great stuff on the edge, and you know, the kid's come into his own. Obviously, the postseason last year proved how good this kid was. And
Game 2 of the series set for a 7-10 first pitch tonight. Colin Ray gets the start against Zach Allen. On to football, where the Green Bay Packers continuing their preparations as they get set to go on the road to take on the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. One of the spots for improvement through the first 2 weeks of the season, getting touchdowns when they get to the red zone, according to head coach Matt LaFleur.
In order to get better in the red area, we got to stop having penalties in the red area. We've had way too many mistakes and missed ops when we've been down there. So we're going to continue to work hard on that and grind at the details, but we got to go out there and execute much better.
Kickoff from Tennessee set for 12 noon on Sunday. From the NFL last night, Aaron Rodgers leads the New York Jets to a 24-3 victory over the New England Patriots. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
The Minnesota Vikings and Houston Texans will both try to stay undefeated when they face off at U.S. Bank Stadium Sunday. The 2-0 Vikings are coming off their win over San Francisco in Week 2. Sam Darnold has Minnesota's offense humming with the 8th most points in the league, while Brian Flores' defense has surrendered the third fewest. The game will be the first contest in U.S. Bank Stadium for former Vikings Stephon Diggs and Danielle Hunter. Minnesota's never lost to Houston. Sunday's game kicks off at noon. The Minnesota Twins wrapped up a pathetic series against the Guardians with a 3-2 10-inning loss last night. Minnesota's offense managed just 3 hits in the losing effort. Minnesota did not register a single hit off of Cleveland's bullpen. The Twins are now tied with Detroit for the final AL wildcard spot. David Festa starts for Minnesota against Boston tonight. High school football yesterday on our Duran Fresh Market scoreboard. Duran Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store from the Cloverbelt Conference. Eau Claire Regis remains undefeated as they defeated Fall Creek 26-0. High school volleyball from last night in the Big Rivers Conference. River Falls over Eau Claire Memorial, 3-0. Rice Lake defeated Menominee, 3-0. In the Darylin Conference, it was Whitehall over Osseo Fairchild, 3-1. Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran defeated Independence Gilmanton, 3-0. From the Dunn St. Croix Conference, Spring Valley, they went over Colfax, 3-0. High school football tonight in the Cloverbelt Conference. Durand, Arkansas travels to Elk Mound. You'll be able to hear that game here on WRDN with the Advent Health Panther preview at 6:45, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Other Cloverbelt games, Mondovia at Nielsville Granton. Stanley Boyd travels to Spectrum, Minnesota. In the Darylin Conference tonight, Cochran Fountain City is at Augusta. Melrose Mindora hosting Independence Gilmanton. Blair Taylor travels to Pepinelma. Oliva Strum at Whitehall. Dunn St. Croix Conference football tonight. Ladysmith is at Clear Lake. Elmwood Plum City hosting Colfax. Boysville plays at Glenwood City. Spring Valley at Turtle Lake. And in the Middle Border Conference tonight, Amory at Altoona. Baldwin Woodville plays at Ellsworth. Osceola hosting St. Croix Central. Somerset is at Prescott. Again, we'll have Durand, Arkansas at Elk Mound boys football tonight. Our coverage begins at 6:45 on WRDN.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. My old fishing buddy, Stacy Barber, when he was still alive, taught me some tricks on how to catch a largemouth bass on topwater, and I'm going to tell you about one of my favorites. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Stacy Barber was an incredible bass angler. This guy loved waking me up when it was still dark and getting out on the water for top water action. We'd fish till 9:30 in the morning. By then, the bass had quit biting on the top water lures, and we were done. But until then, it was one after another, great action, and this is the time of the year when it all went down. One of the things that he taught me, and you should know, is that you don't have to be fishing heavy cover for top water bass. Now, you're going to be fishing what looks like open water, but there will be some vegetation that's growing, but not to the surface. There will be 2 or 3 feet between the surface and the tops of the weeds. Now, what you're going to be using for a lure is a buzz bait. It works very good in these open water situations. You cast it as far as you can, and you just burn it back to the boat. These bass are still feeding aggressively, and they'll chase that lure down, and they'll just crush it. Like any other topwater lure, give them a couple of seconds after they hit that bait to get it so that that hook can be just buried right into their jaw. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Forecast for today, a plenty of sunshine, highs low 80s, west winds at around 10. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows upper 50s. Tomorrow, a sunshine, a 40% chance of an afternoon storm. We'll have highs mid 80s. For Sunday, a slight chance of an early shower, cooler, highs upper 60s. Sunshine across the region this morning, Ogallie, Pepin, and Wabasha, Nelson at 61, Mondovi 63, Plum City 62, Lake City 59. Here at WRDN, sunshine 60 with Lone Star. My front porch looking in, it's 825.
Sticking to my shoes. Now I look at my front porch at this panoramic view. I can sit and watch the fields fill up with rays of golden sun, or watch the moon lay on the fences like that's where it was hung. My blessings aren't in front of me, it's not about the land. I'll never beat the view from my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in.
traveled here and everywhere, following my job. I've seen the paintings from the air brush by the hand of God. The mountains and the canyons reach from sea to shining sea, but I can't wait to get back home to the one he made for me. 'Cause anywhere I'll ever go and everywhere I've been, nothing takes my breath away like my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk, a little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong 'cause she likes to dress herself, and the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Sippy cup of milk, a little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong 'cause she likes to dress herself, and the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most, oh, the view I love the most is my front porch looking.
Her man. Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Singing some song about trains.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRD. And Riley Green, damn good day to leave. It's 8:35. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. This reminder, the Pierce-Pepin County False Clean Sweep is tomorrow, starting at 8 a.m. at the Pierce County Recycling Center in Ellsworth. This is a hazardous waste and pharmaceutical collection event for Pierce and Pepin County residents. Just call 715-672-5709 for more information on that. Let's run down birthdays for today. This Academy Award-winning actress was an iconic 1960s sex symbol during the golden age of Hollywood. She won an Oscar for her role in Two Women. She was also in Grumpier Old Men as well. Sophia Loren, 90 today. This actor is best known for appearing in the comedies Pineapple Express and Talladega Nights. Gary Cole, 68 today. This Emmy Award-winning actress won two Emmys for her work on the TV series Third Rock from the Sun. Kristen Johnston is 57 today. This actress was on the TV series Spin City. Victoria Dillard is 57 today. This actor has been in the TV shows The Walking Dead and Daredevil. John Berthall is 48. 8 today. Born on this date, author and political reformer Upton Sinclair, born in the state in 1878. Band leader Frank Duvall, born in the state in 1911. He wrote the theme to the TV series My Three Sons. This Basketball Hall of Famer led the Boston Celtics to 9, count them, 9 NBA titles. Red Auerbach, born in the state in 1917. Also, actress Peg Phillips, born in the state in 1918. She was on the show Northern Exposure. Pro Football Hall of Famer Jim Taylor, one of the hammers of the Packer backfield back in the day. Born in the state in 1935. Birthdays for tomorrow. Stacey Carruthers, happy birthday. Amanda Kelton celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Greg Konepke also having a birthday tomorrow. Val Arsvold has a birthday tomorrow. A couple anniversaries, and also Sarah Shuda celebrating a birthday tomorrow and an anniversary tomorrow with Dale and Michelle Pittman. So all of their names go into the big giant fishing tackle box coming up. We're going to pick ourselves our birthday anniversary club winner for the week. They're going to win themselves some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Visit Durand Smokehouse for all of your grilling needs. Don't forget to ask about the beef and pork bundles too from Durand Smokehouse. Our winner will also receive a certificate for a 6-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand for lunch today. Use the Dairy Queen app and earn those reward points. Then you can redeem them for some great Dairy Queen treats. We'll have our birthday anniversary club winner here coming up.
DQ presents the sound of BOGO free Blizzard treats in the DQ app. It's the sound of downloading the DQ app, redeeming the sweetest BOGO free Blizzard deal, telling all your friends, and heading to DQ for BOGO free any size Blizzard treats only in the DQ app for a limited time. Download it today. At participating locations, limitations apply. DQ. Happy tastes good.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. We'll have highs low 80s. West winds at around 10. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, 40% chance of an afternoon storm, highs mid 80s. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of an early shower. Cooler, highs upper 60s. Currently across the region, plenty of sunshine. Mondovi 63, Plum City 62, Pepin, O'Galley, Nelson, Wabasha 61, Lake City 59. Here at WRDN Sunshine 64, congratulations to Lori Melstrom. She's this week's birthday anniversary club winner. She wins the birthday anniversary club brats and the Dilly Bars, too, from Durand Smokehouse, Dairy Queen of Durand, and WRDN. Here's Alan Jackson. Good morning.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night,
pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much of muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. You never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
So hard to breathe. I'm caught up in this moment. I'm caught up in your smile.
I've never opened up to anyone. So hard to hold back when I'm holding you in my arms.
But we don't need to rush this. Let's just take it slow.
Profit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
Friday finally came around.
nothing gonna slow me down. I did my time working all week. Tonight's all mine, tomorrow I'll sleep. I wanna hear a band with a country sound.
Fire. 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 F
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Dylan Marlowe and Dylan Scott, Boys Back Home, 851. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. Next hour at about 9:10, we're going to talk with filmmaker Michael Butt, local filmmaker. He's got a new movie called Withdrawal, and it will be in premiering on October 11th in Red Wing. And we're going to talk with Michael a little bit about that here coming up next hour. Earth is getting a second moon. Really? A bus-sized asteroid will begin orbiting the planet later this month and will travel in a horseshoe pattern without fully circumnavigating the planet. Dubbed Asteroid 2024, it will orbit Earth until November 25th. Now, after that, it's expected to be pulled back towards the sun and then return to its home in an asteroid belt. Scientists say the object's going to be too small and dim for the amateur telescopes and binoculars, but NASA says we'll be able to look at it. Oh, yeah. They have something that's a little bit more powerful. Plus, they have the folks up at the International Space Station that they will be able to probably check that out. And some in NASA say that Asteroid 2024 is actually part of the moon when it was first formed.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Progress in Education, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. The United Negro College Fund is celebrating 80 years of helping students get to and through college. Lisa Rollins, chief fundraiser, is happy to be supporting more than 600,000 students across the country.
80 years later, we're still trying to do the same thing. We're honoring their legacy, but we hope that our students are transforming the future.
We offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit progressive.com today.
Check it out, the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and camera control for easy access. At Verizon, you can get it when you trade in any phone from one of their top brands.
Any?
Any.
Even if it's 4 years old?
Yeah.
Even if it's 4 years old and I drop it on the sidewalk?
Yep.
Even if it's 4 years old and I drop it on the sidewalk, then a scooter runs it over, so now it's not just old and cracked, but shattered?
With Verizon, the answer is always yes. New and existing customers can trade in any phone from one of our top brands in any condition for the new iPhone 16 Pro with Unlimited Ultimate. Trade-in terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It was the 14th of October, and that t-shirt off your shoulder. I was drunk, said I was sober, and you said, yeah, right. We were talking for a minute, then some guy tried to cut in. You took my hand and we pretended like I was your guy. Whoa, and I tried to guess your middle name. For 30 minutes, but we played that game. That mango reader you were drinking, and that Coldplay song that you were singing. And I bet right now you're probably thinking that it's crazy. I remember every detail, but I do. From your blue jeans to your shoes, girl, that night was just like you, unforgettable. We were dancing, we were buzzing, taking shots like it was nothing. Did the running, man, you loved it, yeah, you laughed out loud. You brushed away your blunder and you kissed me out of nowhere. I can still show you the spot where everything went down. Whoa, I told you I was gonna true. That mango reader you were drinking in that cold play, the song that you were singing in a bed right now. You're probably thinking that it's crazy. I remember every detail, but I do. I can still smell your perfume. Girl, that night was just like you. Weekend that we jumped in right off the deep in that mango reader you were drinking in that cool play song that you were singing in a bed right now. You're probably thinking that it's crazy. I remember every detail, but I do. I can still smell your perfume. Girl, that night was just like you. Unforgettable, from your blue jeans to your shoes. Girl, that night. Unforgettable.
Yeah, I was always a crazy one. Broke into the stadium and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number I wrote, "Call for a good time." I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? When I took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone, and your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, with your wake-up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my